There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to Day 10 of the Tabernacle, the Ministry of the Laver. Dr. Michael Youssef said, "The Bible is God's gift to us. He wants us to look more and more like Jesus each day. When we look at ourselves in the mirror of God's Word, we can see where we need to change, and we allow God to realign our hearts with His. So today, when you pick up your Bible, look in the mirror, spiritually speaking, and allow your Heavenly Father to show you how you can look more like His Son." Our text today is from Exodus 38, verse 8. "He made the basin of bronze and its stand of bronze from the mirrors of the ministering women who ministered in the entrance of the tent of meeting." The basin and its stand were made from mirrors brought by the women who ministered at the entrance to the holy place. The word "ministered," which describes the women in Exodus 38:8, is the Hebrew word tesaba. This word is only found 14 times in the Old Testament. Of those occurrences, it is translated as "serve" or "minister" only 2 times. The other 12 times, it is translated as "to wage war." Some scholars believe that these were female warriors. These women were assembling for war outside of the tent of meeting. It is possible that these women were waging war against our greatest adversary, Satan, through prayer. If so, these women are the first prayer warriors mentioned in Scripture. It is possible they were waging war against the devil by faithfully serving God. Either way, it's intriguing that an Old Testament word that means warring is translated as ministering. We do know that these women offered their mirrors to the Lord as an offering for the construction of the tabernacle, and that the bronze laver was made out of their mirrors. In those days, mirrors were made out of highly polished copper or brass. Poor people couldn't afford the elements used to make mirrors, so possessing a mirror was considered a luxury item in biblical times. Notice that everything outside the tent of meeting in the outer courtyard was made of bronze. There was a bronze altar and a bronze laver. In Scripture, bronze is a symbol of judgment. When fiery snakes bit the Israelites in Numbers 21, Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. They had fallen under judgment because of their grumblings against God. Here in the tabernacle, the sacrifice was laid on the altar of bronze, signifying God's judgment upon their sin. Now they are washing in the bronze laver, still mindful of God's judgment. The laver was not only made of bronze, it was also made from mirrors. So as the priest washed their hands and feet after the sacrifice, they could see themselves in the laver. The reflection would remind them of their need to be cleansed before continuing with their priestly duties. The Bible serves the same purpose in our lives as the bronze laver did at the tabernacle. When you open up the Bible and study it, you see yourself. Many people won't read the Bible because they don't want to see themselves for who they are. The Word of God says this about itself from James 1, 22 through 25. "But be doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." God doesn't want us just to be hearers of his word. God knows that transformation takes place when we are doers of his word. Listening to a sermon or Bible study leads nowhere if we forget what we looked like when we looked into the Word. By applying God's Word to our lives, we see ourselves exactly as we are. That is why we need to take a good look in the mirror of the Bible every day. Through the application of Scripture, we will see ourselves as God sees us. The author of Hebrews shares how God's Word exposes the areas of our lives that need to be cleansed. From Hebrews 4, verses 12 and 13. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. It is through the Word of God that we see what our thoughts and intentions really look like from his perspective. As the priests saw themselves in the laver while they washed, may we continually see ourselves when we study his Word. Some questions to consider. How do you think the priest felt as they saw themselves multiple times daily while washing at the laver? What is the significance of the bronze basin and its origin from the mirrors of the serving women? How do you feel when you see yourself through God's Word? Why is the Bible being a mirror additional proof that God loves you? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.